Now I will introduce myself. My name's Margaret Reed. I work for the Boston Public Health Commission, which is the health department for the city of Boston. I direct a division at the Health Commission, called the Division of Healthy Homes and Community Supports, which includes our asthma and healthy homes programs, our injury prevention program, and our tobacco control program. I'm going to speak very quickly about a web-based system we have in Boston that links asthma clinicians to housing code enforcement, and it's called the Breathe Easy at Home program. And I have nothing to disclose at this time. Nothing I want to share. So, very quick. Boston is a city about 600 individuals, which we actually fight with the federal census, the government, about every time the census is done, and we win. We demonstrate that we have been undercounted, I believe, every time there's a count. Almost 50% non-Latino white, 23% non-Latino black, and then about 14% Latino. About 20% of our population lives in poverty, and we have almost a 34% population of people that are age 24 or younger. Boston it's actually a wonderful place to live and work because we have a thriving advocacy community. We have a huge healthcare presence and academic research. Boston, I guess you could say we drive the asthma hospitalization rates for the state of Massachusetts. And in some of our neighborhoods, the rates are, well, five times what they are in other neighborhoods, but also five times the state average for asthma hospitalizations and ED use. We oversample with our behavioral risk factor surveillance system, and what it allows us to do is pull out health indicators for different populations. What we found, when we put together public housing, residents of public housing and individuals or families that have rental assistance, the rate of people reporting to the BRFSS that they have doctor-diagnosed asthma is almost 23%, and that's compared to 9% of individuals, adults, reporting that they live in essentially market-rate housing. So a lot of our efforts have been working particularly with public housing. We have among the oldest public housing in the country, and our Boston Housing Authority is responsible for housing 10% of the Boston population. A lot of that is through their developments, some scattered sites. They also administer, I think, about 9,000 Section 8 certificates. And pest infestation it's just a huge problem with their properties. Breathe Easy at Home is a public-private partnership designed to improve the health of Boston residents with asthma. The way it works is doctors, nurses, social workers, case managers, people in clinical settings are able to make web-based referrals for their patients with asthma for housing code enforcement inspections that essentially enforce the state sanitary code for housing. All they do is, from their desk, while their patient is with them and their patient has signed a release form and understands that they're being referred for an enforcement inspection rather than, say, a home visit, which we also have a large home visiting program, and these are sort of, they coordinate, but this is for enforcement inspections. And then what happens is, as the case progresses, the referrer is getting web-based updates. So the Breathe Easy at Home has a commitment to trying to contact the family within 24 hours to schedule the visit. And as soon as their contact is made and the visit is scheduled, the date and time of the visit is emailed to the referrer. Once the inspection is made, violation information, the findings are emailed, and a date that it has to be resolved by. We designed the website to make it easy to evaluate and to collect data. At the time of the inspection, the individual again signs a release form. Workplace culture issues that we've encountered with this program is, I came out of a clinical setting. I'm a nurse. You know, patient confidentiality is huge. Well, this data is public. It's a public agency, and if anybody, filed a FOIA, they have access to all this data. So this is something we really had to navigate with the healthcare community, and essentially a lot of the clients or patients really, it's part of the process to make them understand that this is a different type of system. We launched it in May of 2006, and the founding partners were the Boston Medical Center and the Medical Legal Partnership for Children, which is now a national organization which started in Boston. The Boston Inspectional Services Department, which actually is the department that enforces the codes. In our city, I work for the health department. The Inspectional Services Department is separate from the health department. And then the health department, the health commission was a founding partner as well. Our urban asthma advocacy group, a large health center, and then the New England Asthma Regional Council. Since we founded, our other major pediatric hospital, Children's Hospital Boston, has come on board as a partner, and our Boston Housing Authority. So, what do the inspectors do? They're inspecting for housing codes with a particular emphasis on codes that are that impact asthma. We've provided, over the years, annual inspector trainings. And so what they're looking for particularly are mold and chronic dampness and leaks, pest infestation, overcrowding, drafty doors and windows, proper ventilation, lack of heat in the winter, and then damaged carpeting. Carpeting in itself is not a violation, but if it's been wet, if it's filthy, if it's damaged, then it actually can be considered a violation. One of the things we found is engaging the inspectors has been critical. We do programmatic check-ins with them. We've incorporated them into the evaluation. We have actually taken their feedback and modified the program and strengthened some components based on their feedback. I think I walked through this, except that I know sort of the retaliation issue is always a concern. One of the strengths of this program is that when the inspector does the inspection, they make it clear to the landlord that a doctor or nurse made this referral, your tenant did not make this referral. But we have legal partners so that if there was ever a an issue that we can support the tenant if needed. But the other thing I think that's just been really fabulous is that the inspectors really work with the landlord. They make it very clear that, this is just about making your home habitable as it's legally required to be, and really trying to take the emotion out of the situation. Our housing code inspectors do well over 10,000 inspections a year, and all of those are actually tenant generated. So even though we worry about fear a lot, we really have to recognize that people are out there advocating for themselves anyway. And the only issue we've had, and in Boston we have these triple deckers, and what they tend to be is owner-occupied and family members renting. So our issues tend to be more when it's a family member rather than a a absent landlord. And sort of family dynamics play into it. So this is how it works. It's very simple. You register, you log on. I think we continue to improve the website. Every organization has a super user. The passwords are HIPAA protected. We're moving towards, we've done extensive evaluation, and what we're really moving towards is much more, we still have too much narrative in there. We want very specific, like check boxes and pull down menus, really to make it simple to document, to track, to evaluate. The program's really only been in place for 3 years. And the city very generously found funding in late 2007 for a full-time program coordinator, and the US EPA is actually providing some funding as well. And you can see that having a full-time person in place to do outreach, to conduct evaluation, has really made a difference in our referrals. We also really do targeted work in the neighborhoods that have the biggest asthma impacts. That's why, so some of these neighborhoods have asthma hospitalization rates that are just, you can see the range. I actually had a slide, on different neighborhoods, but I must have missed it. What we found very consistently is that rodents, what we found in Boston over the years is cockroaches are an incredible issue in our public housing. In our private housing, mice, even the larger apartment buildings, mice seems to be more of an issue. And then we have mold, I know in other parts of the country, is a huge issue. Again, mold tends to be a problem in our public housing, but not as much in our private housing. We have 26 health centers in Boston and 5 major hospitals, and right now we have 28 health institutions registered. We've started a quarterly newsletter to keep our clinical sites engaged. One of the things we just did for the fall newsletter is sort of put out, it's flu shot season. When you get your patient in, review their symptoms, review their meds, write an asthma action plan, and check, interview them about their housing conditions and make them a referral. So really trying to get this as part of the medical practice, which it's supposed to be. One last thing I do want to mention is I'm including Boston Housing Authority because what we found early on is that a very disproportionate amount of our cases were in Boston Housing. What they did very early on was come to the table. They signed a rapid response memorandum with the Inspectional Services Department where they agreed to respond to these cases within 24 hours. And they also came to the table as a full partner. We're now really taking our data and working on preventive outreach to landlords, and they are engaged in our monthly meetings. 70% of these cases are resolved without needing to go to court. And we did just receive a model practice award from NACHO, which we were very thrilled with. Thanks. Sorry about that. Anybody have a quick question? We really